Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our guests tonight are David Barham, Administrator of the General Services Administration, or GSA, Martha Johnson, Chief of Staff, and assisting me in the conversation is Pat McNamee, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
And Martha.
Thank you very much.
And Pat.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, well, let's begin this first segment talking about your careers. David, can you tell us a little bit about your career prior to joining GSA?
Sure. When I got out of college many years ago, I worked at Price Waterhouse for a year. When it was Price Waterhouse.
Good start.
And in Boston, then I went in the Navy for three. And my last year and a half, I was a officer in charge of a ship in Pensacola, Florida. So I was 24 years old and had this ship. I had to worry about whether it went to the bottom or not. You know, so that's what you worried about. And then I moved to California. I decided then I didn't want to spend my whole life, I didn't want to, at 40 years old, wonder what it would be like to have lived in California and built. So I moved out there. I had a young son, and my daughter was born a year or so later. I started Hewlett-Packard as a staff accountant, a company that I consider the greatest in the history of the world. I still feel that way about it. I was there 13 years, and we had about 80,000 people in the company. And I left in 1983 to become the CFO at Silicon Graphics, which had 30 people. I was number 30 because Jim Clark convinced me that this was a great opportunity. He was doing some great stuff, and I wanted to be a part of it. 2 years later, I was asked to go to Apple to be the chief financial officer, and spent 8 years at Apple in a couple different jobs. And then in 1993, after having spent a decent amount of time in the previous year helping Bill Clinton get elected, I did all that in Silicon Valley. I got asked to come to Washington. I came as a Deputy Secretary of Commerce 2.5 years, and then I came to GSA in March of 1996. And I'm told, the second longest serving administrator of GSA. So it's been a terrific experience, and I'm delighted to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, Martha, how about your background?
Well, I also come from the business world. After college, I went overseas and taught in Taiwan for a couple of years, had that experience. And then I finished my MBA, and I went to Cummins Engine Company and worked in manufacturing, and was there during the great press on the automotive industry to change its whole operational structures in order to compete internationally. I left there, served for a while as the CFO of an architecture firm in Boston, did some consulting while my children were being born, and joined the administration at the transition time. I joined Clinton-Gore transition and was helping with the personnel hiring. From there, I went into the White House for about 10 months and then went to the Department of Commerce, met Dave, went over, was working with him. And then a couple years later, accepted a job over in GSA. And about 2 weeks after I accepted it, Dave was appointed the administrator. So we ended up being at GSA again together. So I've been at GSA since also the spring of 1996.
How have you found the transition from the private sector to the public sector?
Well, it's different. I mean, I've said many times when I first came to Washington, I noticed that Washington felt like a jobs factory to me. You know, people would get up in the morning and they would go to their jobs. I was used to an environment where you get up in the morning and you went to get results, usually to work, but maybe somewhere else, maybe stayed home, did it. And I thought that was one of the most fundamental differences. And I think that's changed. And I've been here 6 years in Washington, so I've seen a fair amount of change, particularly in GSA. But that was one of the big differences for me. And of course, the other one is that there are a lot of rules in government that you have to follow, and some of them make sense, but not all of them. And that gets pretty frustrating when you want to make change and get things going. So there, you know, it's a tough transition. And plus, it's mean here sometimes, and that's too bad. People if somebody in Silicon Valley, a Silicon Valley company, were to entertain the idea of coming to work in Washington, they probably would ask me what I thought. And I would tell them that it was a great honor and I'm glad I did it, but that it could be a pretty mean environment, and you could have to worry about things that you had no business having to worry about just to function here, and that's too bad.
Martha, how about you?
I have found it fascinating because I'm really a culture or a culturalist or an anthropologist of cultures, and I enjoy learning how big organizations work. It has been very tough, but I can't say it was all that much easier in the private sector, in the automotive industry, when we were going through the kinds of changes we were going through. So it's a different set of constraints. The people are highly educated, not always, in my experience, not always that worldly. They haven't been out of Washington or they haven't been beyond their particular job environments. But that's kind of a gross generalization. I've learned a tremendous amount, and I have found that people consider their environments their communities, and so there's a lot to work with in the government in terms of the people and how they want to respond to their work environments.
You know, one thing we probably share is a sense that, particularly in GSA, I've noticed that we have a lot of really nice people who I believe genuinely want to do a good job. The ethic of government service is really pretty powerful. It's comforting. You know, when I was in the private sector in 92 and before 93, you know, those were the days when Ross Perot was talking about sticking his nose under the hood and, you know, bad system, good people. And I think to that extent, he was right. It is an awful lot of good people who we haven't given the kind of system to help them really flourish. Would they flourish in it? I don't know yet, but I think we have to work on changing the system so they have a shot at it.
Do you see some lessons from your private sector experience that you could bring in to make those kind of changes in the systems that people work in?
Well, I certainly, my adult life has been formed dramatically by my limited experience in the Navy, being so young and have responsibilities. And then 13 years at Hewlett-Packard really formed me about the way I see really good enterprises functioning. So I have some really powerful values that have to do with contribution and integrity and honesty. And I think the more we can help people exercise those values, which I think they have, the better. When the system gets in the way of it, it's really a shame.
How about the reverse? What can the private sector learn from the public sector?
Oh, I think that I'm quite heartened. If we can do it in the government, the private sector can do it. If you can do it within these kinds of constraints around your people, what kind of training they need, what kind of movement you want to be able to do with them, you know, the private sector looks like a cakewalk in comparison. But I do think that the private sector should have the government as one of the practices it looks at regularly. I think there are certainly in GSA, there are a number of very innovative things that we've done with people, with our systems, with our forms of communication, our forms of rewards that are best practices.
You know, there really are. The private sector is not monolithic, as you know. But there are some really wonderful companies that are out there pushing the edge, and I saw a bunch of those in Silicon Valley. I worked for some, and there are some private sector companies that are far less flexible and clever than we are. So you know we're not the most at GSA. We're not the worst, and we're not the best when it comes to being a perfect workplace. But I think we're certainly on the side of the middle toward the best. I really do, and that feels good because you know there's not. Sometimes you wonder what the reason to be in government is, but at GSA, I wake up every day pretty excited that we're doing something really great, and the people are really doing something great and making a lot of change, because I am convinced that the future is going to be a lot different than it is today, and so we better be moving in that direction, and I think we are.
Well, that's great, and it's time for a break. We'll be back with more of the Business of Government Hour.